We're talking about kids' online safety on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force is part of the Justice Department, and last year the program conducted more than 71,000 investigations. That resulted in the arrest of about 9,000 people. We're zooming in now on Oneida County, where the Sheriff's Office has been involved in at least a dozen incidents in recent months where children are the target of an online predator. Parents, what do conversations sound like with your kids as they go online? Do you try to keep up with what they do on the internet? What about keeping tabs on their social media? We're at 800-642-1234 with your questions. Terry Hook is captain of investigations at the Oneida County Sheriff's Office. Captain Terry Hook, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
So why is your office putting a focus on this? Why is this a priority?
Well, we've always been focused on crimes against children, and this is becoming more and more of a problem in our area and across the state. It's becoming a problem across the state.
Okay, so what do investigations of this nature look like? How do you go about them?
Well, we have several types of investigations. Some of the investigations involve people on sites maybe that children should not be on, seeing kids on these sites, or seeing people, adults within sites that are for children, and contacting the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, who focus on internet crimes against children, and giving them tips. And then they send those tips to us. Some of the tips could be there's been sharing of nude photos or some kinds of information that makes them think that it's a child that's interacting with an adult in a site they should not be on. So then we go through and try to figure out how do we find that child and the person that's sharing information with the child in that site. Some of the other things that we do is target people that would be looking for contact with kids by placing ads in different areas or having contact with people on different apps posing as children.
The internet is always evolving. It's always changing. And just a few decades ago, we didn't have the internet. So what does law enforcement in this realm look like? How do you be prepared with all of these changing in order to catch online crimes?
It's really difficult to keep up because as soon as you think that you understand where they are meeting and that app is the thing that's the cool thing at the time, they change. They go to a different app. So you have to be really paying attention to what's out there, what kids are doing, where kids are going. You know, there was a time when we saw some activity on Craigslist, and then Craigslist changed their format, so then we had to try something different. So we're constantly having to look at new apps that come out and look at different ways, different places that people are contacting each other.
We're talking about kids' online safety with the captain of investigations at the Oneida County Sheriff's Office, Terry Hook. Kids and teens, let's hear your thoughts. 800-642-1234. How do you make sure your information and online activity is safe? Are you able to recognize a site that might not be safe? And did you ever feel vulnerable on social media? How have you learned about internet safety? Join in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. So with school being out, kids have some free time to spend with their devices. What should parents keep in mind for their kids when it comes to online safety?
Parents need to make sure that they are looking at their kids' devices and seeing what they're doing. Even video games, kids can their Nintendos and things like that. There's ways that people can contact your kids through these devices. So they should actually be having conversations with their kids about maybe who are they talking to and things like that. And looking at kids' devices, especially their pictures, and making sure that they're not seeing any pictures that are inappropriate or might be on the line of being inappropriate, because those are the first stages that these predators groom children to, is just take a picture of yourself. Just, send me one picture. And then if you are on your child's phone and you see pictures of themselves that make you concerned, you need to be having conversations with them about those pictures and where they're sending them. Also, parents should talk to their kids about the fact that if you send a picture out, that's out there in the internet for the whole world to see forever. There's no real way of getting those pictures back. So that's one of the things I don't think that kids sometimes think about. They think they're sharing a picture with their friend or with somebody that they have met on the internet, and that picture can never be taken back. It's always going to be out there available for other people.
Well, let's bring in a call now. Madeline is joining us from De Pere. Hi, Madeline.
Hello. I'm going to be 78 in August. I cannot believe what children are being subject to do over the internet. People my age, most of them don't know what's going on, but I have reason to know. And, you know, instead of spending all the money to go to the moon or Mars, our country should be spending money on getting a control of what's allowed to be on the internet. And these people that, you know, insist that their children have smartphones and these other gadgets where these people can get access to your children, you would not believe, so many of you grandparents, what they're seeing on the internet.
Madeline sounds very concerned, Captain. What would you tell her and any other people about resources available to help parents and kids?
Well, there is a resource that the Internet Crimes Against Children team, along with the public education, has put out, and it's called Interact, and it's on you can look it up on the internet, and it shows parents what to look for when dealing with kids and their resources. Because the problem is, you know, like she was saying, you know, back a long time ago, we didn't have all of these gadgets and all of these different things that we could contact people through. And so for some of us, it's a learning curve. We really have to. And this website, this will help you look at what to look for out there. She is so right about the fact that these people have access to our children, more access sometimes than we do. When we're gone at work during the day and our kids are at home by themselves, they can be contacted by strangers. Unlike, you know, many years ago when we always told our kids stranger danger about meeting people on the street, our kids are meeting strangers in their own houses. And so she is so right about us being aware of what our kids are doing and using this website to help you learn about basic cyber safety is one of the things that you can do as a parent if you feel that, like, you're behind the learning curve and you really don't understand exactly what it is that they're doing.
Have you reached out to other sheriff's departments, other sheriff's offices, to find out tips and tools about how other counties are managing this? And what do you find out?
Well, I think that some of them are doing what we are doing, and some of them haven't yet began to focus on this, because it does take a lot of manpower to do something like this. It takes a lot of time that's outside of the hours of 8 to 4, because that's when our kids are out there doing this. So I think some of them are using the resources of the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force to look at these instead of doing it themselves. It is, like I said, an overwhelming issue that we have to address.
Well, has the Justice Department's effort been helpful to guide states and counties on this growing issue of targeting children?
I believe that they have. They've given us a lot of tools. They provide their staff to us to teach us different, like I said, different apps that they are staying ahead of. They actually we use them to search phones and things for us to help us find, you know, really sometimes what we're talking about is child pornography, and that's at the base of some of this stuff. And so they are the ones that find the child pornography for us, because we don't have the specialized people to do that.
And so they would then bring perhaps a tip or a lead to you, a case, and then you start working it on your end?
Correct. And they would get the information from the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children, information might be just in Wisconsin, and then the team will figure out which county it's in and then send it to us based on that information.
And then how would you work the case? Where do you start? What do you do?
Well, we start with things like IP addresses, trying to determine where an IP address is. Is it a personal IP address? Is it a public IP address? And then subpoenaing to see where that IP address is. and then moving on to some surveillance of the area where the IP address is used. And those are the kinds of things that we do to try to figure out who's sharing child pornography.
Can you leave us with a message for people who don't assume this is a problem in their community?
Well, that's what we have really been trying to tell people. We're very rural. My thing that I tell people is this is happening even in Oneida County. We've had 12 investigations this year that have already led to arrests of people doing these kinds of things, targeting children. And this is in rural Wisconsin, and it's happening everywhere.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Terry Hook is Captain of Investigations at the Oneida County Sheriff's Office. We've been talking about how to prevent child sexual exploitation and internet crimes against children. Coming up, marijuana remains illegal in Wisconsin, but the sale and use of CBD, which is cannabidiol, an active ingredient in cannabis, that is legal. So what does it do for you? Does your business sell CBD products? How have you seen business change since legalization? We're at 800-642-1234. We'll have a conversation about CBD after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.